the weather. We've got some patchy fog coming in this evening, and rain with snow showers are also likely this evening. Snow showers, that's snow showers after midnight, with little or no accumulation going down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, Sunday, is a partly sunny day with highs in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, going down to 15 to 20 degrees. And Monday is a partly sunny and mostly cloudy day with a 50% chance of snow on Monday, going up to the upper 20s on Monday. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, let's savor some of the best music that 2019 has to offer. Yes, 2019 is spinning down. We're getting towards the end of the year, and it's time to kind of collect yourself and see what has happened in your life and in the world around you during the past year. So today's program, I'm going to just be playing music that has been released in 2019. It's a little bit of change. Usually I like to span an artist's career. You know, what was their earliest music like and what have they done today? But today's program, we're going to focus on the present moment. It's no surprise. If you know me, you know that Joni Mitchell is one of my inspirations in this world. And in 2019, actually in 2018, she turned 75 years old. And there was an amazing celebration of her music and her life for her 75th birthday in Los Angeles. The recording was released. It's called Joni 75. And it features, 14, 15 different artists, each performing their unique interpretation of her songs. So I wanted to play some of that today. And the parallel that I'd like to draw is that if you think of the year as the seasons of the year and as they spin around, how one year can be an interesting parallel to the summary of a lifetime. And at the end of the year, in your 75th year, in your 80th year, or even later, you collect yourself and you start to kind of assess what you've done and who you are. And so I find this 75th birthday celebration of Joni a perfect way to celebrate this year end here we have in December. So there's a few tracks I want to play. Perhaps you're familiar with Chaka Khan. Oh, yeah, Chaka Khan and Joni are good friends. She does an amazing slamming version of Joni's Help Me. And then there's a band called Los Lobos, and they do a version of Joni's Nothing Can Be Done. And then we'll end the set with one of Loudon Wainwright's children, a man named Rufus Wainwright. A spectacular artist in his own right, certainly did not have any problems getting out from under daddy's shadow. Rufus Wainwright does All I Want. And that's a song that Joni originally did on Dulcimer on her Blue album. Help Me by Chaka Khan is from Joni's Court and Spark. So here we go. Joni's 75th birthday celebration in Los Angeles. This is Chaka Khan.
traveling, 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 looking for something. What can it be? Oh, I hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I want to be strong, I want to laugh along, I want to belong to the living, alive, alive. I want to get up and chat, I want to wreck my stockings in some jukebox drive. Do you want, do you want, do you want to dance with me, baby? Do you want to take a chance on maybe finding
I'm told, but I have
Oh, yeah. Wow. A slamming performance of Joni Mitchell's song, Nothing Can Be Done. That's Los Lobos. And that singer is La Marisol. And Zoshi Flores and Cesar Castro were also recording on that track. That live performance celebrating Joni Mitchell's 75th birthday. This recording is released in March of 2019. And there's a very interesting quote in the liner notes. You know that Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen, I think of them as some of the masters of the 20th century when it comes to songwriting. They both had such incredibly deep lyrics, and the poetry was equaled by the inventiveness of the music. And here is what Leonard Cohen, here's a quote from Leonard Cohen about Joni Mitchell on her birthday. Master poet, master painter, most subtle technician of the deep. You change the way women sing and the way men listen. What an astonishing victory over the unforgiving years. Leonard Cohen. We heard three songs in that set. First, we heard Chaka Khan, Help Me, Oh, I Think I've Fallen. And then Rufus Wainwright did All I Want. And what's amazing for me is to hear how these singers and these musicians, they trace the exact melody that Joni wrote, how they reflect the incredible sturdiness of her music, how it can be performed in so many different ways and still be so completely recognizable as Joni Mitchell. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, we are savoring the best from some of my favorite singer-songwriters, the best releases, everything released in 2019. So we're really celebrating the year. We're celebrating the year. So Coldplay, a British rock band, started in London in 1996. Four guys, the lineup to Coldplay has never changed. They all met each other at the University College in London. And that's it. Once these guys came together, they truly are a band. Chris Martin is the lead singer and pianist. The guitarist is Johnny Buckland. The bass player is Guy Berryman, and the drummer percussionist is named Will Champion. And they share the credits on all of their songs. You know, it's an issue when you're in a band and somebody brings a song in for the band. Oftentimes that person wants to take the credit for the songwriting and not share it with their bandmates. But if you dig a little deeper and you look at the credits on the albums that Coldplay releases, it's a four-way split. They always attribute the song to the whole band, even though I have a strong impression that Chris Martin is responsible for the lyrics and the melodies. But there is something to be said about how when a band brings their inspiration to a song, there's nothing quite like it. And Coldplay has got one of the most recognizable sounds. So the album is called Everyday Life. It's their eighth album. It was released on November the 22nd in 2019. And we're going to hear two tracks, Champion of the World, and then Everyday Life. Now, it's interesting about, they always have a philosophical bent to the songs. Chris Martin graduated with honors from the university, and he was studying ancient Greek and Latin, which to me informs a lot of the inspiration that he has for a lot of his lyrics. So Champion of the World, and I also think it's interesting because, you know, Will Champion is the drummer. So here's two tracks from Coldplay, The Champion of the World, and then we'll hear the title track, Everyday Life, Coldplay.
open wide. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Hallelujah. Coldplay, Everyday Life. And right before that, Champion of the World. That's from Coldplay's Everyday Life album. It's the eighth album they released on November the 22nd in 2019. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we are savoring some of the best music that was released in 2019. So there's another artist who is still out there kicking it. Neil Percival Young. Born on November the 12th. It's interesting because Joni Mitchell's birthday is November the 7th. They're both Canadians and they were friends in Canada before they came to the United States and began such successful careers. So Neil Young, yeah. First band Neil Young was in out in California was Buffalo Springfield, and he left. He joined Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and then he went solo, recording with a band he calls Crazy Horse. And over the years, he's such an incredible, prolific songwriter, has released so many albums. He'll either do a solo album as just Neil Young, but then a lot of his music is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And the album that he released on October the 25th in 2019, the album is called Colorado, and it is a Neil Young and Crazy Horse recording. And it features Neil Young on lead vocals, guitar, acoustic piano, vibes, harmonica, and glass harmonica. Billy Talbot, as always, on bass, and Ralph Molina on drums. The new addition is Niels Lofgren on lead guitar and piano. This album was recorded at 9,000 feet up in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. And I understand they did have to have oxygen tanks because the air is kind of thin. But it's an amazing thing that Neil Young... How does he, all his, okay, we're about to hear two tracks. The first song is called Milky Way. It is so quintessential, Neil Young. Think like Cinnamon Girl. Think like Down by the River. It's like so recognizable how these artists can take the same ideas and keep spinning constantly new songs with them. It's astounding for me. Neil Young is amazing. But before we listen to this particular recording, there was another Neil Young recording that I ran into completely by accident. And among the things that he's done, in addition to being a singer-songwriter, he has co-directed movies. He's also done the soundtracks for entire films. And in 1995, there's a Jim Jarmusch movie called Dead Man. And it is really creepy. Jim Jarmusch. It stars Johnny Depp, Gary Farmer, Billy Bob Thornton, Iggy Pop, Crispin Glover, John Hurt, Michael Wincott, Lance Hendrickson, Gabriel Byrne, and Robert Mitchum in his final role. It is a very spooky and otherworldly movie, released in 1995. And Neil Young composed the entire soundtrack. You got to check it out. It's called Dead Man with Johnny Depp. And it's all guitar music that Neil Young does. And it's just his solo guitar with a lot of effects. It's unbelievable. Anyway, where were we? We're about to listen to two tracks from Neil Young and Crazy Horse from the album Colorado. The first song we're going to hear is called Milky Way. And then after that, we're going to hear a very romantic, very acoustic Neil Young. The song is called I Do. So let's start with Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Milky Way. Mm-hmm.
was looking like a friend of mine the first time I saw her face. I was approaching at the end of the line the first time I ever saw her smile at me that way. I was sailing in the Milky Way, losing track of memories that weren't that day, right by her side. As the stars flew by, I did collide with memory, but somehow I survived and became free.
you see the flowers and the bees before they fall. I know that you said they'll always be there. I know you're not worried, and I know you care.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I do. So romantic. Oh my. That's from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. The album is called Colorado, released in October of 2019. And right before that, we heard the track called Milky Way. So Neil Young, yeah, that's his 41st. 41 studio albums in his lifetime. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, we're savoring some of the best music released in 2019. Everything I've played today has just been released this year. So there's an interesting parallel. Van Morrison and Neil Young were born in the same year, 1945. Neil Young is a Canadian. Van Morrison is Irish, born in Belfast. And the other kind of spooky coincidence is that Neil Young and Crazy Horse released their album Colorado on October the 25th in 2019. And on that exact same day, Van Morrison releases his most recent recording called Three Chords and the Truth. And the other thing that's really strange is that it's Van Morrison's 41st album. So that's some interesting synchronicity going on between these two great singer-songwriters. So Three Chords and the Truth, it doesn't get simpler than that. Van Morrison has the uncanny ability to write an original song that you could swear has, you know, from has always been around, some kind of standard. But Van Morrison is an iconic songwriter. He also plays the guitar, he plays the sax. One of the interesting things I discovered about Van Morrison is that he was knighted. Prince Charles actually conducted the ceremony. Hang on just a second. And it was in 2015 for the Queen's birthday honors in 2015. Prince Charles knighted Van Morrison. He made him a knight bachelor. In 2015. So, Sir Van Morrison. Let's listen to If We Wait for Mountains, and then we'll hear the title track from Van Morrison, Three Chords and the Truth.
World is full of wonder. It's never far away. Right before your eyes. Every single day. Look of lovers walking hand in hand. Sound of music from a big band. Antique market in the village square. Pretty waitress with the long blonde hair. Getting fat something every day. Take your breath away. World is filled with wonder. No matter what they say. You don't have to wait for mountains. Lift your spirits high. Wide oceans or deep valleys or eagles flying by. Wonders all around us, and life is all we've got. If you wait for mountains, then you're gonna miss a lot. Of lovers walking hand in hand. Sound of music from a big band. Antique market in the village square. Better wake this with the long gone hair. You don't have to wait. Lift your spirits high. Cause love is all around us. That's the reason why. Is all we've got. If we wait for mountains, then we're gonna miss a lot. the church bells ring. Because in the truth, Donegan was king. I forgive this sentiment that I can use. Because in the truth, shot a rhythm.
Truth, 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 yes, three chords and the truth. That's Van Morrison, and that's just released in 2019. Today's program was savoring the best of 2019. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. There's a couple events going on in our area today. Were you in Callicoon today? There's a town-wide event, Dickens on the Delaware. It started at noon and it goes till 6 p.m. Residents in Victorian garb celebrate with music, caroling, kids' activities, theater, dance, holiday markets. The day includes special events in the Callicoon Library and at River Family Wellness. You can find out online. Visit callicoon.com. Also in our area, the Wayne County Arts Alliance holds a holiday art sale from 1 to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow at the Dorflinger Factory Museum in White Mills. Get the details online at the WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello. We're Radio Catskill. Stay tuned. The